Last year, water protection rules were changed to make it easier for people to get permits with less waiting time. But since last year, Dwayne Lottie has seen the number of wetlands violations double. As water program supervisor for Lake Superior, Lottie's concerned something is broken.
Focus, of course, is to crank out permits as quickly as we can, and we have very, very limited staff resources here. In fact, our stormwater staff person covers 18 counties here, and I just spoke with him recently, and he right now has approximately 30 active enforcement cases alone in the stormwater program.
Lottie says with increasing development pressure, this problem may only get worse. Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Director George Meyer says he's hearing about a substantial increase in illegal fillings of wetlands by developers. He, too, thinks it's cuts made to DNR staff and the new regulations.
Some of it is inadvertent. They think they're no longer covered by the regulations, and others figure, well, people are sort of giving a wink and a nod on these kinds of things, and government policy is changing, and we need to get things done, so let's go ahead and take our chances.
Simply put, Meyer says there's less chance of getting caught. DNR Water Administration Supervisor Todd Ames isn't sure the problem is all that bad. He says in one of his regions, wetlands violations are down.
It's something that we're looking into, how you go about tracking something that might be happening without getting proper permits is a bit of a challenge.
In a state that has 5.3 million acres of wetlands to protect, Ames hopes this is something that will pass once the confusion of the new rules is cleared up. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.